hush, little baby. Don't you cry. When we get to Tucson, you'll see why. We left the snowstorms in the thunder and rain for the desert sun. We're gonna be born again.
Funny, we're just talking to one of our listeners who's in Green Valley from Colorado Springs for that exact reason.
That's right. Exactly.
Get out of the snow. We're broadcasting live at the Tucson Convention Center talking, well, September is over. We spent the entire month of September talking about planting, and we're now moving into October where we're talking about painting. So we're following our new home maintenance calendar, which was a new concept for our 30th anniversary. We've got over 2,000 calendars here at the Saba Home Show as well. We're handing out the last of 2018s if you signed up to receive one. 2019s, you'll automatically just get a copy. Those will be out about Thanksgiving time. And each week we just cover a new home maintenance feature. And each month we talk about one particular subject. And we cover it in depth in different ways. So by the time we're done with a particular subject, you have a fairly good grasp on the concept. Whether you're looking to do it yourself or hire somebody, it doesn't matter. October, right? Yeah, October painting month.
Yep. And if you tune in, you know the 7 o'clock hour is Arizona People, Place, Things events, generally speaking. 8 o'clock outdoor living, 9 o'clock open hour, 10 o'clock we dive in on a particular subject. You dive in on the 10 o'clock hour or listen to the iPods?
Podcasts.
On those topics, and that's on the internet machine? Yeah, okay. You move from the freshman level, the 100 series of home ownership. We're moving you up to the 200 level classes. So in an effort to do that this morning, as the issue is painting, I wanted to visit with y'all about picking the right paint. And so we were talking earlier about the fact that stucco is not waterproof. You've got to have a good paint. That's the raincoat for your stucco house. And in preparing a paint job that you're going to do yourself, or in soliciting quotes from paint contractors to paint the exterior stucco of your home, there's a couple key phrases that y'all would need to know about. In that stucco surface, particularly if it's the heavy troweled, what we call skip trowel texture, it traps a lot of dirt. We tell people if your house is painted a light color, take a dark rag. If your house is painted dark, take a light rag and just go out and rub the stucco surface on the outside of your house. And if the paint pigment comes off on that towel, you've reached the point that it's time to repaint. The paint has lost its elasticity. The UV rays are beginning to create an effervesced chalk surface on top of the paint, and you've lost the water-shedding, weatherproofing characteristics that the paint is engineered to provide you. So if you're pulling that off, you can actually just rub your hand on the surface as well, and you'll see the chalk with the paint pigment that comes off on your hands. We need to power wash all that chalk off so the next layer of paint gets a good paint bond. We also need to wash all the dust out of all the nooks and the crannies and the crevices of all of those skip trowel, heavy textured stucco homes. So we need to power wash first, and we're not taking the power wash nozzle right up to the stucco. We're holding about a 2,500 to 3,000 PSI power washer about 12 to 18 inches away from the stucco, enough to wash off the powder residue, enough to wash off the dirt, but not enough to score the stucco itself. You're not trying to remove the stucco. Then we need to let the building dry for a day or two and let it get good and dry. Then we come back and we're going to ask all of you, when you're getting quotes to do your homes, ask your painters, you'd like a back rolled paint job over stucco. Now, what you're going to find out is a lot of painters have a lot of different definitions of what back rolling really is. Back rolling is not spraying your wall, taking a roller, and then back rolling it. You actually take your spray rig and you spray horizontally, you spray vertically, put two layers of paint on, and then someone with a 5-gallon paint bucket with 3 gallons of the same paint in there with a paint screen and a good 1-inch roller for heavy stuccoed surfaces, then dips the roller in and back rolls all of that area that has been sprayed twice two directions. That's back rolling. And if they're not dipping the roller in fresh paint and applying the paint on top of what's been sprayed there, you're really not getting back rolled. You're really not getting the stucco sealed up as well as you probably should. You're really not getting the paint job you deserve. And that one component is the biggest reason most people see the big swings in their painting proposals, is how the painter is defining back rolling and preparation. Those are the two most critical components of any exterior paint job on a stucco home in the state of Arizona.
And then the more condensed of a neighborhood you are in, overspray then becomes a factor as well. Nothing worse than your neighbor coming over saying, I've got all this paint spray that is stuck to the exterior of my car from your painter last week. Gotta watch that overspray.